The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation, the chief priests, handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong of this world. If my kingdom did belong of this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. So we were talking in the sacristy before Mass, and someone said, "Well, Jay cannot tell a joke like Father Dennis. So I'm not going to tell the joke I told in the sacristy." Well, maybe I will. No, I won't. So today we hear Jesus up before Pilate. When I was younger, much younger than today, that's a song, we don't want to go there. When I was in high school, Jesus Christ Superstar came out. And last year, during Good Friday or thereabouts, they did another version. They did it live. And this was one of the songs I distinctly remember, Pilate and Jesus. So we're going to see how many of you in here remember parts of the song. All right, you ready? First part. "Prove to me that you're divine." Oh, come on. Come on. What? "Change my water into wine." Very good. You ready for the next one? All right. "Prove to me that you're no fool." All right. See? But what does this have to do with today's reading? Not really sure, but it was the best I could come up with. No, it was what I did instead of my joke. So we heard that Pilate wasn't a Jew. So why did the Jews turn Jesus over to him? Because people were saying, "Well, he's king of the Jews." And at that time, the king was the Roman emperor. And this was a good reason. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, all those who had been looking for a chance to get rid of Jesus, they had one. "Oh, he's a king. We'll just turn him over to Pilate, who's the governor, and he'll take care of our problem for us." Unfortunately, didn't quite work out that way. Pilate goes, "Not my problem." Hands him right back. All right, nonetheless, so the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the chief priests and scribes didn't win that one, but we did. How did we win it? We hear that Jesus today, we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. Jesus is our King and our Lord, today, every day, and forever. Yes, he can turn water into wine. And I guess if he came to your backyard and you had a pool, he might be able to walk across it. But he is our King. And for that, we are truly thankful. So as we go through this week, celebrating the end of the liturgical year, think of it like the end of the new year. You're sitting there and people always make these wonderful resolutions. "I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to lose some weight." Whatever it is, they'll try and do something. Well, maybe this year, as we end our liturgical year, maybe there's something you might want to try. I know you've heard this a lot. There are 90 some odd ministries in Holy Family, but I don't think there's anyone here that's been involved in all 90 plus. So maybe this year, as we complete the end of the liturgical year and start the new one with Advent, maybe you could look through the list online and go, well, gee, Giving Bank. I've never done that before. I wonder what that is. Welcome Center, Eucharistic Minister, Lector. There are 90 of them out there. Find one, take a look, and go, why not? We start a new liturgical year. We start preparing for the birth of Christ. Maybe we can look and start and do something different in our lives as well.